Writing unit tests in Visual Studio has never been easier. Visual Studio features the new Test Explorer window, a fast, easy-to-use interface to your unit tests. As new tests are written, they are automatically discovered and added to Test Explorer during build. You can run all of your tests with a single click. Test runs execute in the background with no impact on IDE responsiveness. Failed tests are visibly called out in red and grouped together. Selecting a test in the Test Explorer shows you the details, and the code is just a click away. After fixing failed test cases and then rebuilding, you can choose to run just the failed tests. The Test Explorer provides you a number of ways to run your tests. Tests which were not included in the last run are easy to identify because they are grayed out. To quickly find tests of interest, you can use a search box to filter the tests displayed. You can search by properties of the test, like file name or result. You can also change the way that tests are grouped in Test Explorer. For instance, grouping by duration makes it easy to find tests that are taking a long time to run. A major goal of the Visual Studio test experience is to enable developers to use the tools and processes that they are comfortable with. So, in addition to the in-the-box managed and C++ unit testing frameworks, you can install extensions to support third-party frameworks. You can install most third-party frameworks right from the Visual Studio IDE by using the Extension Manager and the Visual Studio Gallery. The Test Explorer supports running any combination of tests, even from a mixture of frameworks. Code coverage is a valuable unit test metric. You can now get code coverage results for all your tests with a single click. The Code Coverage Results window allows you to quickly zero in on the lines of code that are or aren't being tested with your current tests. A common problem when writing unit tests is isolating your unit test code from the behavior of external dependencies. Developers frequently spend a lot of time creating test doubles that provide predefined behaviors and values for external dependencies. In Visual Studio Ultimate, you can use the Fakes framework to simplify this task. The Fakes framework will generate stubs, which are strongly typed implementations of interfaces and abstract classes. Providing the implementation is as simple as assigning a delegate. The Fakes framework provides shims that allow you to override the behavior of almost any .NET method using runtime interception and detouring. With a single click, you can turn on the continuous test runner, which will run your tests automatically after you build. The continuous test runner is optimized to get you results quickly by running the most important tests first. When those have passed, it runs all of your tests. The Test Explorer in Visual Studio makes running and interacting with your tests easier and faster than ever before. The Fakes framework makes it easier to verify code that is hard to test because of difficult external dependencies. The continuous test runner makes running your tests a part of the build, so you don't even have to think about it.